Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, sir. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. Sir, I am conducting an opinion survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us? It's about issues facing your community and the nation. I'll be as brief as possible, okay? Now, sir, if the first question is, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, are you 18 years old or old and registered to vote?
I'm registered.
Are you 18 years old or older?
Older.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably
definitely not
vote? Okay. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
80.
Oh, you sound very young, sir. I apologize. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed, other?
African-American.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking now, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Public schools.
Yeah, I use one number from 1 to 100.
0 to 100. 0 means you're unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you are completely favorable towards them. Public schools.
50.
What about Moms for Liberty?
50.
What about the National Education Association, or NEA?
About 75.
Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
What about public school teachers?
About 75.
75. Woke culture or wokeism?
25.
Joe Biden.
50.
The U.S. Department of Education.
50.
And charter schools.
About 60.
60. Moving forward, so I can get you back today. I do want to thank you for sharing your opinion. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
About the same.
Same. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means the public school do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Become more organized and have structure.
8.
8. What about help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
5.
What about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
5.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
8.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
Say that again.
Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
Bad.
5?
10.
10? Okay.
5.
Okay. And provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
By the 7.
7, moving forward. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
About 5.
No, would you say that they spend just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I did.
Oh, was that a yes?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kinder through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with that CRT ban? Strongly or somewhat?
Disagree.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. We're at 75% finished. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree with this or disagree with this?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly, sir?
Somewhat.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Please tell me, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it? Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Agree. Strongly.
Do you support this strongly?
I support strongly.
Okay.
Agree.
Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support this or oppose to this?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
What about teaching America's history of slavery and segregation? Do you support this or oppose this?
Support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support this or oppose this?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about increasing teacher pay?
Strongly approve it.
Okay. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support it. Strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, the last, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
10.
What about, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians.
Teachers, I go along with teachers. should go along with their experience with it, and so, not parents and not politicians.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, do you think this argument is very convincing or not at all convincing?
About 7 or 8.
Okay. And working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you think this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Convincing. Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
What about teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable? Do you agree or disagree with this?
Agree.
Thank you. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And the last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Junior college.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Retired. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Married. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do.
Okay. Which of the following describe your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool, or other?
School, regular school.
Okay. Public school, you said?
Yeah, public.
Okay.
School.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal, sir?
Somewhat. Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
About 4 times a month.
4 times a month. Okay. For each of the following descriptions, I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household, sir. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Born again.
Would that be you or someone in your home, sir?
All of us in the house.
Okay. And is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Say that again.
Is an educator such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide?
Professional.
I mean, is someone in your home a teacher, a professor, a classroom aide, or you?
You call it that up somewhat, but it's not a teacher and not a professor. A professor.
A professor. Someone in your home is a professor?
No, I said not a professor.
Okay, thank you. And, sir, this is the last question. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? You've been a big help. Thank you. Bye-bye.